Shalom, brethren. I pray that you are well by Yah's grace and that all is well with you in Yahushua's name. Amen. Let's read from Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4. A lampstand and two olive trees. Then the angel, from the Tree of Life version. The title in the Tree of Life version says, Two Olive Trees and the Capstone. Then the angel who had been speaking with me returned and woke me like a man who is wakened from his sleep. He asked me, What do you see? I replied, Behold, I see a solid gold menorah. That's a seven-branch lampstand with its bowl at the top of it and its seven lamps on it with seven pipes for the lamps that are on the top of it. Also, two olive trees are by it, one on the right side of the bowl and the other on the left side of it. Then I responded by saying to the angel speaking with me, What are these, my Lord? The angel who spoke with me responded by asking me, You do not know what these are? I replied, No, my Lord. Then he responded to me by saying, This is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, not by power, but by my Ruach, says Adonai Zevoot, the Lord of hosts. What are you, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain. He will bring out the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Again, the word of Yahweh came to me saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands will also finish it. Then you will know that Adonai Yahweh Zevoot, Yahweh the Lord of hosts, has sent me to you. For who despises the day of small things? These seven, which are the eyes of Yahweh, that run back and forth throughout the whole earth, will rejoice when they see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. Then I responded by saying, by asking him, What are these two olive trees on the right and on the left of the menorah? Again I asked him, What are these two olive branches besides the two golden pipes that empty the golden oil out of them? He said to me, You do not know what these are? I said, No, my Lord. So he said, These are the two anointed ones who are standing by the Lord Yahweh of all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's quite complex. There's a lot to take in there. When you read it from the New Living Translation, it says in verse 2, I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl of oil on top of it. Around the bowl are seven lamps, each having seven spouts with wicks. And I see two olive trees, one on each side of the bowl. Then I asked, the angel. And then the angel said, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So the first description we get is the description of the menorah, the seven lampstand, the seven branch lampstand, and it's described as being solid gold with a bowl of oil on top of it, and seven lamps. Well, it has seven lamps with wicks, so you can see the number seven. One, two, we see the number seven two times. We also see that the two olive trees are mentioned here as standing side by side on either side of the menorah. Now, the oil, as we know, represents the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is symbolized as oil. So you can see that exactly what is in heaven is what is on earth. So when Yah was asking Moses to build these things, it was a copy of what is already in the heavens. And he commanded the priests to always make sure that the oil never runs out. The lamp was to be lit 24/7. The wicks were not to stop having fire on them. So the tabernacle and the temple were actually lit by that menorah. That was the main light inside the menorah, inside the tabernacle and the temple. Hallelujah. And it signifies the light of Yah, who is Yahushua HaMashiach. Yahushua is known as Jesus Christ worldwide. We call him Yahushua because that is his original name, as Yah has revealed to us. He has also revealed that very soon the anti-Messiah will be introduced in the beloved name Jesus Christ, and that this name will cease to work for mankind once that happens. So everyone needs to learn the name Yahushua. It's very important that we all learn it and get into the habit of using it. Hallelujah. So that we don't call on the son of Satan and know it not. So by that I mean that once the anti-Messiah starts to use the name to deceive, the Yah will remove the anointing from that name, Jesus Christ, and it will cease to work for mankind positively. So what would happen instead when people call the name Jesus Christ and any of its translations like Yesu, Jesu, the anti-Messiah will appear and say, here am I. And he will ask what that person wants. But obviously the next thing is that person will be arrested, tortured, and killed. So it is very important to learn the name, the Hebrew name of the Messiah, before it's too late. Hallelujah. So the menorah, which is the seven branch lampstand, signifies Yahushua. Sorry about the noise. Sorry about the interruption. So we see that we see in the book of Revelation chapter 1 that the seven branch lampstand represents Yahushua HaMashiach. And the fact that it's got 7-7 in it is definitely very significant. Hallelujah. And Yah uses that 7 to say that it is not by power, it is not by might, but by his Holy Spirit, says Yahweh, the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. So Yah is trying to make a statement here that it is only by his spirit that things can work and will work. And remember that he has seven spirits as well, which are described in Isaiah. Isaiah, and it is said that Yahushua would have these seven spirits when he comes to the earth. These seven spirits also have a presence in the heavens, and they are linked to the seven eyes of Yah. Hallelujah. So I want to try and keep the audio short, but I just thought I should read this book in relation to the two witnesses as we're celebrating the festival of Purim. We remember the two witnesses wherever they are. We commit them into the hands of Almighty Yah. We cover them with the mighty and precious blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. We pray that no evil will befall them in the name of Yahushua. We pray that their lives will not be cut short in the mighty name of Yahushua. We pray for the grace and the anointing to carry on till they complete their assignment on earth in the name of Yahushua. We also pray that Yah will destroy every evil enchantment spoken against them and every evil spells cast against them, as well as the bride of Yahushua and the guests of Yahushua HaMashiach worldwide. May Yah shield them from them, and may they be completely consumed by the Holy Ghost fire, the spells and the evil enchantments. This whatever sorcery is being used against the two witnesses and the bride, the rest of the bride of Yahushua and the guests. Father, we pray that you destroy it by the fire of Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Let your fire destroy them to ashes in the name of Yahushua. Wherever an evil altar has been set up to speak against and to fight against you, the bride of Yahushua and the guests of Yahushua, Father, we pray that let the blood of Yahushua begin to fight against that evil altar in the name of Yahushua. Let the blood of Yahushua destroy every evil effects of that evil altar in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Father, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Let your will be done in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Let your will be done in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's name we have prayed all this. Amen. Brethren, continue to pray for the two witnesses. I'm going to stop here for now. Shalom.